Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're with me because we got the fabulous Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 8 years. She's a trainer and author. She is one of the pioneers of the Internet. Now, you know the Internet's not that old, and she was only 6 when she started, so that doesn't make her old, but she's one of the people who was there when basically when the first HTML page rolled off the line those back in the 90s, and she has become the outstanding leader in our Brain Trust in terms of helping us understand e-business. Her new book is called E-Learning 2.0, and she's our good friend Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back. It's
good to have you back. You don't mind me calling you a pioneer, do you?
That's fine. I got all the arrows in my back. I can feel them.
but really, if you were around in 95, that's what that you are. You're, you know, anybody who's been around that long in terms of the Internet. Anita, I quote you all the time. I talk about e-business, the concept of e-business all the time that you've helped us with over the years. And I always give you credit for it, but it's been so helpful, your perspective that you've given us on how to use the Internet, how to think about the Internet, how to think about the components of the Internet, the World Wide Web, email, IM, et cetera, e-business, e-commerce, e-shopping, e-customer service, all those things. You've helped us with that, and so what's the next chapter?
Well, I think the last time we spoke, we started talking about the new services, and do they work for you, and how do you know? Things like, oh, gosh, how many times do you go to sites and people have little buttons for I have Twitter or Facebook?
Right. Yeah, and all the time.
Should you be Twittering? Should you be Facebooking? Should you be talking to Groupon to try to get yourself a Groupon?
Tell the audience about Groupon.
Well, that's the latest hot technology. And it really isn't even a technology. It's just, it's pretty low tech. They've got a lot of people sitting in a room in Chicago and... in your area, you can contact them, and you can put on a coupon. And mm-hmm. you can say how many people need to sign up for this coupon for it to take effect. So you're a store, and you can say 20% off at my store. And then Groupon sends it out to your area, and they have it's very regional, citywide.
Now, you said send it out. You mean they send emails?
They send out an email.
So they know they know where people live, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
They say what's available. You know that this is available, and you might say, they'll have how many people need to sign up for this for it to take effect. So you might say, well, we need to have 50 responses. So I'll give a 20% discount, and you need to have 50 people sign up for this. And then it takes effect, and you can also put on a top. You can say the first 500.
So
so big that you don't want to have 20,000 people.
So if I, as a recipient of this email, like the idea of getting 20% off, but it hasn't become live yet, I'll tell my friends, hey, go sign up for this, and when we get 50, we can all go down and get 20% off.
Yeah, we've gotten so many people. It's one of those things that there's always, it's called a tipping point.
Yeah.
And there's been a tipping point with Groupon that, people didn't hear about it, but then all of a sudden people start hearing about it, and it used to be, well, will they get enough people to sign up?
Right.
And now they've got so many people signing
up that
the issue is for merchants is, can you handle that many people?
And talk about tipping point. Groupon turned down $6 billion from Google to buy them out. So they must see a lot of value in this thing. And it all comes back to something that I've been trying to get my audience to really focus on, my little contribution to tag on to what you've talked about, Anita, and that is local. Internet is, folks, the Internet is not about global. is just about global anymore. It's about local. You can localize your marketing activity on the internet, and Groupon is one of the ways, isn't it?
Right. And you have to decide. Groupon doesn't accept everyone that comes in with every offer, but you need to decide: is this worthwhile for you? Is it worthwhile to get your name out to those kind of people to have that kind of discount? Can you handle it? You are a restaurant with 20 tables.
Right.
How many people can you handle, mm-hmm. and will you go broke if you have 50% off at my restaurant?
So, folks, the message
is... And everyone
is,
shows up for, you have a coupon and it's available for a week.
But see, your point, Anita...
You're making negative money for a week.
Your point is that with things like the social media programs, with your own marketing structure, your own marketing platforms you could create by email, you can do the same thing without Groupon. It's all about leveraging the technology to drive your business, even if you're a local, small business on Main Street and you don't want to do business anywhere else. You can do it. And Anita's been helping us with that. Anita Rosen is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.